Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Sean Stone joins us now. He's arts editor of Metroland, and Metroland.net is where you can find more information. The new Metroland is out. I saw it.
I read it.
I've already consumed part of it. And I look forward to consuming more, sir.
Oh, please do.
How are you?
I'm delightful.
Excellent. Now, where would you like to? You've seen some movies. Even I would dare say some good movies.
Birdman, parenthesis, or The Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance. I'd explain that, but that's the end of the movie, and it would spoil the ending if I explained
that. Don't
want
to do that, though.
It stars Michael Keaton as a faded 90s superstar actor who starred as Birdman in a series of hit action films. Had a cowl. He's sort of following it here.
Yes.
And he's decided he's going to revitalize his career by writing, starring, and directing in a stage version of a Raymond Carver short story. And it's absolutely wonderful. It's really tense sort of actorly stuff, you know, following the acting process. And it co-stars Ed Norton, and
very actorally in his own
way. He's a scene stealer.
Yeah.
Emma Stone, Amy Ryan's in it. It's a wonderful cast.
I've heard this story. I think it's great, and it's I love that Michael Keaton is back. My question is, did someone approach him with this, or was this always his idea?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
It's the same. It's Alejandro G. Iñárritu, who did Babel. And Babel. And sorry, that was a slip of some kind. And Amores Perros. And what was the other one? 21 Grams.
Yes.
Oh, Naomi Watts is in this too. And it's sort of whimsical. One of the things is he really thinks he has some superpowers.
Oh.
He's a little crazy. But it's very funny, and it's beautifully shot. It makes it look, you get the feeling like it's all one take, the movie. It isn't, but it's that cinematographer, Emmanuel Lubezki, who did Gravity and Children of Men, and
he's
like a wizard. So, yes, go see Birdman. It's very entertaining.
Birdman with Michael Keaton, and then you saw some holiday fare.
I will say, I went to the Palace last Wednesday, a week ago Wednesday. They were showing a double feature of Dracula and Frankenstein, and it was the usual great presentation. And I have to say, these were the restored versions. Universal spent all this money for the Blu-ray.
Look good?
Wow.
Yeah.
Frankenstein looked like a new movie.
Wow.
And of course, since it's the Palace, they had all that great stuff in between the movies, and they had this wonderful anti-pay TV spot from like the 60s. It's like, it's a monster on your television set. The cable companies want you to pay for TV. It should be free. And like at the end of it, the audience just broke out into applause and cheers.
That's very funny.
It was funny.
Yeah, that's great stuff. So they'll probably do that again next year, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
something
good.
Like that.
What else is...
There's a bunch of stuff happening
all
this
right.
week.
Let's start with tonight, then.
Tomorrow night.
Oh, tomorrow night.
Friday night at MPAC.
Right. Look at you.
Stavros Gasparatos is going to turn the MPAC Concert Hall into a giant piano. It's called Expanded Piano. It's going to have a piano. It's sort of like the John Cage stuff.
Yes.
But he's wiring the piano with mics, and then there's the speakers throughout the room, so it'll be like you're inside the piano.
That sounds very cool.
I'm sure it is.
All right.
And that's tomorrow night at MPAC. Also tomorrow night at Page Hall, the New York State Writers Institute is screening The Conversation, that great Francis Coppola movie that he made between the two Godfather movies.
That's right.
Gene Hackman. Very good.
The Conversation.
And then Friday and Saturday, it is the final chapter of The Intergalactic Nemesis. It's called Twin Infinity. It's at the GE Theater at Proctor's. Performance that is half graphic novel. It's like they got like 1,000, I think it's like 1,500 graphic images to tell the story, but it's also a radio play because you've got three actors and a Foley artist, and it's pretty entertaining. It's like it's an alien invasion late 30s thing.
Oh, that sounds really neat.
It is. It's pretty cool.
Okay. Twin Infinity.
And then Friday through Sunday at the EBA Theater in Albany, it's Maud Baum and Company Dance Theater brave new dances. It's all new choreography. There's this one interesting one they're going to do around a musical chair sculpture. Hmm. The picture's in the Metroland today.
In the Metroland.
Yes.
Help me out with Eba Theater. I'm not familiar.
Oh, it's on Lark Street. You know,
oh, okay. Eva. All right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. All right.
The old, I think it was Eastern Star building.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Now I know what you're talking about. Okay.
And then Saturday night at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall, everyone knows her. Kathleen Madigan, very popular comedian. Should be a fun show.
Going to be the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall Saturday night.
Also Saturday night at Proctor's, there's a 60s spectacular. I believe B.J. Thomas is there. And the lead singer for... Oops, the band slipped my name. Anyway, and Hermits Hermits. Peter Noon is going to be there.
It's spectacular.
So it is something to see. And then Sunday night at the Eighth Step, which is at the GE Theater at Proctor's, the Battlefield Band. And this is traditional Scottish music. You know, pipes and...
Real stuff.
Yeah, real stuff.
Which would seem like it will blow the walls out of the Eighth Step at the GE Theater, but...
Yeah, I think so too. And also, there's a picture of them in the paper today. One of the guys has this beard. You really have to see.
Okay.
To believe.
All right. I haven't gotten to that part yet.
And then we've got a couple of movies.
What do you got?
We got the big kids movie, which is called Big Hero 6, which seems heavily influenced by anime. You know, it looks interesting in a strange
way.
Kind
of like a Stay Puft Marshmallow Man kind of anime character.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, but it might be good. And it's in 3D in some theaters. I love every time a movie comes out, it's in fewer theaters in 3D because people are cheap and I don't blame them.
Is that what it is? It's cheap.
You want to pay $350 premium on a movie that might not be worth it?
Okay, but by the same token, I think I agree with you, but yeah. I also would say that having seen films maybe once in 3D and then seeing them in 2D and then thinking, all right, that doesn't really enhance it. All right, why not?
It's a short list of movies that really benefit from it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And
then, of course, the really big movie.
The one we just can't stop hearing about.
Interstellar.
Yeah.
It's sort of, how did I hear it described? Christopher Nolan is like doing Kubrick with heart. I'm not sure I want that, but I'm going to go see the movie. It's got a great cast.
If I want heart in my Kubrick.
I know. It's Matthew McConaughey and Anne Hathaway and Jessica Chastain and, of course, Michael Caine, who's in all of Nolan's movies.
Yeah.
And should be. I have moral objections to the tagline of the movie, which is something like, Earth is dying, but man wasn't meant to die with it. I'm sorry. If mankind wrecked Earth, we kind of don't deserve to be able to leave and wreck somewhere else. We have to take personal responsibility for our environmental wreckage.
Oh, you and your logic. Well, that's Interstellar, and that opens on Friday along with Big Hero 6. Hey, if for no other reason, check out this week's Metroland to see the guy's beard.
Exactly.
It's on stands now. Go check it out. Sean Stoad is the arts editor of Metroland. Always a pleasure. We'll talk to you next week.
Great.
Thank you, sir. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.